Last name is Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-E-Y. First name is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 6/17/1975. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. HPI patients here because of elevated blood pressure and headache with the posterior neck pain, period. That patient started having a headache and neck pain and with increased pressure in her head, period. She checked her blood pressure at home. At one point, it was 180 over 20, and again, it was 160 over 110. Patient ran out of the Benicar, and so instead took two of her old lisinopril tablets, period. This did not help with her headache, period. She did go and get a massage as well, which did not help, period. Patient is upset, is anxious, and regarding this period, patient also tried the Valium, which also did not help, period. Review of systems, there's no chest pain or shortness of breath. Patient feels some pressure behind her eyes, but there's no visual changes. There's no numbness or tingling in the arms, no abdominal pain. Physical exam, general, in general, patient is in mild distress, is tearful, appears anxious, makes some more girlfriends clear, heart rhythm, there's no S3S4, lungs are clear, neck, no cardiac bruises, there's full range of motion of the neck, abdomen, south extremities, no edema, assessment patient with uncontrolled hypertension, possibly due to running out of medications, also patient with underlying anxiety. Plan, recheck blood pressure in the office. Repeat was 150 over 102. So blood pressure is coming down, period. Gave her samples of Adarbeclor 40/25 to take 1 Q day. Patient is also given Norco 5/325 to take every 4 to 6 hours as needed. For headache, number 30 with no refills, period. Discuss with patient regarding using warm compresses, relaxation, and a rest over the weekend, period. Patient is also to continue monitoring her blood pressure at home. If it doesn't continue to improve down to normal levels, she's to call the clinic, period. We will follow up with patient in 2 to 3 days to see how her blood pressure is, period. Notably, patient does not have any insurance. Likely we'll need to find a generic antihypertensive for her, period. Make sure we understand the above plan. This is an end of dictation. Next patient is Alexandra Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, first name Alexandra, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 8/4/1993. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. HPI patient is here for annual PAP test and physical exam, period. She otherwise has no acute complaints. Please review the handwritten component. Review systems. Does have occasional headaches and anxiety, which are now under some control. No chest pain. Pulmonary symptoms. No neurological symptoms. Physical exam. No acute distress. Patient appears otherwise well. Is in good spirits. HNT or friends claim, which is the most neck is supple, no thyromegaly, no cardiac bruise, heart regular rhythm, no murmurs, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, extremities, no edema, breath exam without induration, nodules, nipple discharge, or axillary lymphadenopathy bilaterally. GU, external genitalia appear normal, there's no vulvovaginal or cervical lesions seen, no discharge, no cervical motion tenderness, bimanual exams are remarkable. Assessment patient here with here for annual physical and PAP test. Patient with a history of ascus in the past. Also migraine, headaches, history of ovarian cysts, and anxiety plan. Patient is to continue her AVN, A-V-I-A-N-E, birth control, and also continue Topamax 25 milligrams QHS, period. If this does not improve, she may increase to twice daily, period. She has to call before her Topamax runs out to let us know what dose she's taking that is giving her clinical relief, period. We sent a PAP with a reflux to HPV as well as GC chlamydia testing, period. The patient is vaccinated against HPV, period. follow up as needed and every 6 months. This is on education. Next patient is Catherine Page, P-A-I-G-E. First name Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 11-30-1962. Date of visit is January 25th, 2013. HPI, patient's here to follow up regarding her headaches, period. She did go back to her pain clinic and did get what sounds to be local lidocaine injections into pressure points or trigger points in her head. This gave patient relief, but only for 3 hours, period. Patient now continues to have pain at a low level at all times, at least 3 out of 10, sometimes worse, period. Patient did take her Lasix, which helped with her low extremity edema, however, did not help with headaches, period. The patient does have an appointment with the neurologist, the neurosurgeon, later this month, period. Review systems, patient did have an episode of left chest sharp pain with some pressure that lasts for about 2 hours the other day. Now it is resolved and there's no further pain. Did have some lightheadedness at that time, but no other symptoms, period. It did happen at rest, period. Physical exam, general no acute distress, patient's obese, Cushingoid appearance, heart regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. Extremities, there's no edema. Assessments, patient with history of pseudo tumor cerebri, with chronic headaches, fibromyalgia, patient also with hypothyroidism, period. Patient also with episode of chest pain, which may have been, which I feel is atypical. Plan, we will have patient continue our Lasix for the time being. We'll add Nucynta 50, that's 50 milligrams, Q46 hours as needed, number 10 as a trial, and also number 30, also number 90 after that period. Patients to follow up as needed with the, patients to follow up with the neurosurgeon as scheduled, period. Discuss with patient regarding considering alternative treatments, period. Notably, patient has tried massage therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, and other modalities of treatment, which never helps with her headaches, period. I suggested possibly homeopathy, as it seems the patient has almost exhausted all medical forms of pain management, period. Thyroid function was drawn today. Patient is to follow up if there's no continued improvement, period. This is the end of the patient.